Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1803, Tim Elder.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for the sale of produce, barbecue, snowballs, lawn furniture, firewood, and gifts. To be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1 acre more or less lying south of Route 26, 5,500ths of a mile west of Route 340. Gentlemen, this application, for the benefit of the commission, on this application, we did receive a little packet. Don't pass in.
Thank you.
We did receive a package from the applicant on November 12th, 2009, which includes suggested conditions of approval, a revised site plan, an aerial photograph depicting the site and the area, a portion of the zoning map depicting the site, a portion of the state strategies map depicting the site, a portion of the FEMA flood map showing the site, a groundwater recharge map, a map showing state wetlands in the area but not on the site, and a portion of the USGS quad map showing the site and a soils map showing the site. We also received comments from DelDOT that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service D of Vines Creek Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and they advised that the site is located in the Dagsborough-Frankfort planning area, that the proposed use will use an existing septic system, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a sewer district at this time, that conformity to the Dagsborough-Frankfort planning study will be required, that when the county provides central sewer service, the on-site system must be abandoned, and a direct connection to the central sewer system is mandatory, and also that a concept plan is not required at this time. We also heard comments, or received comments, from the Sussex Conservation District, and we are advised that the soil on the site is mapped as Rosedale loamy sand, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it will not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that it may not be necessary for any on-site drainage improvements due to the size of the improvements. I will note that the conditions of approval offered by the applicant for this application, on number two, he references that the uses will be limited to outdoor food sales and limited produce. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. I'll bet you're Mr. Elder.
I am.
If you would be so kind as to introduce yourself for the record, please.
My name is Tim Elder. I live in Ocean View.
All right, sir. You have heard what our director has read into the record regarding your application. Is there anything else you would like to tell us?
Well, just briefly, I'd like to first of all say that I was here back in June with another piece of property that I was denied on the conditional use, and I heard what you guys said at that time, and I've tried to address those issues in this conditional use and kind of tighten things up a little bit. I've narrowed my scope of what it is I want to do there. I'm a little more specific this time, and I feel as though I've done my homework a little bit more this time. My vision for this project and hopefully other future projects, I presently have own and operate a business in Bethany Beach on the boardwalk. It's called Tim's Aloha Stand. I've been in business there since 1990. I sell boardwalk food and hot dogs and ice cream, et cetera. And I'm looking to expand my business throughout Sussex County, essentially. And my wife and I own and operate the business, and we have going throughout Sussex County and looked for properties similar to this one to purchase that I feel like are on an area that has good traffic and we might be able to have a successful business there. This property in particular, I bought several years ago, and that's when I applied for this conditional use. So my initial application has a lot of other products listed on it, but the packet that you guys have tonight is my narrowed scope of what I want to do. Essentially, the property itself is a couple miles outside of Dagsboro, just to the east of Dagsboro. I've got, it's one full acre. Essentially, I feel like it's in compliance with the surrounding area. There's a lot of commercial going on in that area. Over here is a little restaurant called Goodfellas. They've been there a while. Just outside of this picture is Uncle Willie's. And we've got Galway Campsite across the street. And they have little trailer sales that they do in this area. So I feel like it's in fitting with the area. There's no houses close by for my concession. Essentially, what I want to do there is have a barbecue, selling barbecue chicken and pulled pork, et cetera, and some other outdoor food type stuff. Hamburgers, hot dogs, et cetera, and some light produce. A couple, maybe some potatoes, but tomatoes and local produce as it's available. Not an elaborate produce stand by any stretch. The site plan itself, which I'll turn around here on the other side. Here, you guys, you all have a copy of this in that packet as well. I have an existing house here that I use as a rental property, and I'd like to continue using it as a residential rental. So my operation will be in the back here. The entrance comes in beside the house, and I've left plenty of room here with the setback. There used to be a privacy fence here. It's already since been removed. But if I wanted to do some landscaping along this property line, I could. I haven't come up with a specific plan yet. Maybe some Leland's planted or something like that. But that brings you back. I've got two employee parking spaces, five customer spots, one of which would be handicapped. I'm proposing that my barbecue grill and smoker would be in the staging area here. And then this area here would be the trash containers and porta potties, E&G porta potty. This will have a privacy fence around it. Of some sort, and then this area, a little bit further out, would be my concession trailer that I'd actually be serving out of, with a little canopy over it, and then a little seating area for people that wanted to sit at some picnic tables. Nothing elaborate. The concession trailers would be self-contained. So and have a holding tank of sorts that I could get pumped out by a qualified or a certified hauler of waste. Maybe the same company that takes care of the porta potties could take care of any of my wastewater. Now my business on the boardwalk would act as my commissary for most of this stuff. So a lot of the anything that needed to be washed, et cetera, I could take to my business at the boardwalk.
per the, you know, health code regulations, Department of Health, to verify that.
I would meet all their, you know, any regulations, obviously, that are concerns that they had. Essentially, in the packet, you have the, these are the conditions that I'm putting on it. First of all, hours of operation would be 9 to 7 p.m., 7 days a week, just for the spring, summer, and fall. In the wintertime, I would close up completely and even get the concession trailer out of there completely. The uses would be limited to outdoor food sales, as I've talked about, and some limited produce. Preliminary and final site plan review by the planning and zoning shall be required. The existing dwelling, as I said, I'd like to leave that for my rental property. The backyard would remain screened in, meaning the backyard, this little area here for my tenants that live in there, they've got a shed out here and a little deck. I could screen this in with a stockade fence for their privacy and not interrupt the business or vice versa. And that's where their septic system is. It's all below ground. It's not a mound system. It's a standard gravity-fed septic. And as I said, the soils are good at it, so I've been told. The trash containers and porta potta areas will be screened in with a 6-foot-high privacy fence. All the entrances and intersections, roadway improvements, and the multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT within the periods of time required. Pretty standard stuff there. And again, my porta potties would be served by a licensed waste hauler. Potable drinking water shall be provided by an existing on-site well. My well that's there is good. I don't anticipate having to drill another one, but if one is needed, I'll obtain that permit from DNREC. Stormwater management and erosion shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements and shall be operated utilizing the best management practices to provide positive ground recharge. In one of the maps I gave you, it shows that the soil out there is good for that recharge effect, and I've been told by the folks at DC Group who've helped me with this that the recharge quality is good out there. I'm planning on having a sign. It won't exceed the 32 square feet, and it'll be out by the road there, but set back, identifying the uses of what's going on there. The sign shall contain no more than 2 sides facing back to back. It shall conform to the minimum setback of 25 feet from the right-of-way line. Parking lot. I'll provide security lighting, and we'll have a downward illuminated and shielded light so that the light doesn't encroach on the neighbor's property. And as I said about the landscaping, plan will be provided as part of the final site plan. And no outside speakers or loud noises. And no outside storage of pallets, crates, or building materials will be permitted. So essentially, again, my plan is to expand my business as I have it now, and I have another property. I also purchased the old Workman's store, I've applied for a rezoning on that. That'll be a while till I'm in front of you gentlemen again.
There's no volume discount here at planning.
I was hoping there would be, but I understand. Nor is there one with DLDOT.
Especially DLDOT.
So, but anyway, that's my concept. I think it's got a lot of potential, and I think it ties into what I'm doing now. Essentially, that's it. And if the gentlemen have any questions, I'd be glad to
answer
when I can.
We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Smith. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Elder. And I had a lot of questions written down, but what you submitted earlier has answered quite a few of them. I do have a couple questions where I'd like to hear from, see what the public's response or input is, if any. On this plot, you mentioned a number of employees as two.
Yes.
Is that what you consider? That's what you would say?
I would say, yes.
Two and the owner?
Yes. Yeah. Or one and the owner. I at this point, Mr. Smith, I don't know what level of business that we're going to do out there.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned on the days and hours, 7 days a week, I understand the hours, clear to me. Spring, summer, and fall, would you be... is that based on the calendar, the 9 months of those, or did you have something else in mind?
Well, yeah, based on the calendar, I'm thinking May 1st till the end of October in that area there. I don't see the need to go beyond into November or maybe a little earlier than May 1st just to get things, operating and stuff, so I'm ready for the season.
Just merely a question as a part of the conditional use. If we as a commission act favorably and pass it on to council, we like to try to be specific. So, you certainly
pick out a specific.
Entitled to a request. Yes, that's why you were specific here, spring, summer, fall. I didn't know if you meant from mid-March to mid-December, those particular 9 months.
Right. Actually, I don't mean that length of time. That's a little lengthy. I see what you're saying. You're going by the...
Mm-hmm. You would perhaps say April 1 through October 31?
Yes, I'd be comfortable with that.
Is that coaching?
That was an exploratory
question. It was an exploratory question, I think.
I think
Mr. Ross had an accurate description there.
As long as you hadn't talked to somebody else already, Mr. Smith, and had the answers.
Right.
you're exploring this. So the use of the porta potties. As you mentioned, you could do your washing and stuff on in a satellite location. The Board of Health would be fine with that.
My understanding is yes, they're okay with commissaries, and that as long as my permanent location, my store passes, and I always do the health inspection.
Right. And you mentioned. No outside speakers, bells, or ringers, so we wouldn't anticipate that there would be music or live entertainment.
That's correct.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Ross.
Dancing girls not allowed, I guess. You say you
conditional use, this. You can put them in there.
You can request them. Yeah. You've done this type of business before? You have an ongoing similar business elsewhere in the county? Or?
Yes, sir, on the boardwalk in Bethany Beach.
On the boardwalk?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. The smoker that you have, I'm somewhat familiar with them. Sometimes they can put off a pleasant odor if you like that kind of thing. And
right.
Maybe some neighbors may not like. Do you have any idea how much of an off-site issue that may be?
Well, there are several barbecues in the area, the VFW there in Bethany, and they use the old school, basically concrete blocks and a bunch of charcoal. That's not what I'm going to be using. I'm going to be using a state-of-the-art old hickory smoker. It's essentially, I haven't purchased it yet, but it's propane, runs off of propane and an occasional log you put in there for the smoke flavor, but they do not emit the kind of smoke that these the older style units do.
And I guess you have some idea, since you're in this business, what kind of traffic you may generate, how many parking spaces you'll need for customers, or?
Well, at this point, per my plan, I've got, I think, 5 spaces there for customers. It's a tough call as to how much business I'm going to generate. Obviously, I hope I generate a lot. But I think, certainly in the beginning, that's going to be ample space. It's because generally not everybody comes all at once. I also have a turnaround lane in there too, so it's kind of convenient. People can back in and out and get in and out of there. At this point, I'm thinking that the 5 spaces will be ample. If it's not, I guess that'll be a good problem, and I can explore. As you see, I've got a lot of open space here in the back as well, and maybe we could explore more parking back there. But I hope that becomes an issue.
No further questions, please.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Have you had any discussions with DowDot about your entrance?
I have. At this point, DowDot is saying that, well, we've had some preliminary discussions, nothing formal. But at this point, they're saying that the impact they feel is going to be minimal. They may require me to do some form of a deceleration lane coming from the west, and we're hoping that's just as simple as painting some striping.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I'm learning as I go. But they're also have mentioned that the existing entrance for my rental property should be able to stay too, so that that shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, so they're not requiring or suggesting that you abandon that and combine the two?
They are not. Okay. Not at this stage. But again, I haven't gotten into the formal.
Thank you. No further questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Burton.
One, just kind of a legal question. We would, if this was looked on favorably, we'd be rezoning this entire parcel, correct? The rental unit really falls out of the...
Well, a conditional use does not have to follow the lot line. You can draw a line and say that everything north, south, east, west of this line is part of the conditional use. So not necessarily. I mean, the application is for a use, not on a particular parcel.
Business, boom, you could essentially move into the house, move to tenant.
That would be an option. Yeah.
If you have no restriction, and nothing says you have to restrict it, I'm just saying that the answer to your question is it doesn't necessarily have to be the whole parcel.
Okay. But you can restrict it that way in your conditions.
Right, by condition.
If he wanted to amend the site plan, he has to, once it's approved, he has to come back for a site plan amendment or else another public hearing.
Right.
Because everything you're proposing is mobile, right? You got a mobile trailer, mobile porta potties.
Yes, sir.
This is a movable unit.
That's correct. And my intention is that in the off season, there'll be essentially nothing out there. I have a couple storage sheds that are way back there, and actually right now they're up against the property line. They're not within the setbacks. I'll be moving those within the setbacks. But I can store my picnic tables and chairs and things in those sheds, but everything else should be gone.
This is just a question for me. Is there any health requirements difference that because you're in a trailer than you are in a permanent?
Well, first of all, let me say that I'll meet the any health requirements. I'll have to. You know, the State Department of Health is going to come and inspect it. To my knowledge, there is not. There's a potable water concern. I've done festivals and weekend events with trailers before in the past. In fact, I used to do the 4th of July out here in Georgetown. But as long as you've got a hand washing facility and some potable water and a commissary where you're cleaning up at the end of the day, that's the general conditions they put on you.
Okay.
But if they were to put more on me, I would I would adhere to them, obviously, I would have to.
Okay, Mr. Lank?
I had a similar question that was raised by Mr. Johnson about the entrance. I was surprised that the applicant referenced that Del Dot may allow them to keep their existing entrance because they don't normally. So that was a surprise.
Yeah, I just got that information today, Mr. Lank. I spoke to Mark Davidson at DC Group, and he had a meeting with Del Dot today on another issue, but we have mentioned this to them. Because I'm dealing with them on a couple other things, preliminary discussions with the...
Typically, they required to be closed, seated, mulched, and then you require to use the entrance that's approved for the project.
Right. Well, whatever they would require, I obviously would adhere to it.
And the only other thing to reference is that this is a mobile-type structure and may require you to go before the Board of Adjustment to use it since it's not permanent. Possibility.
Okay.
We're looking into that with the regulations. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Abbott?
Questions?
Council?
No question, thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Okay, thank you, John.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1803, Tim Elder? Yes, sir, in favor. Come on up.
I'm Ron Steen from Bethany Beach. I'm here to speak for the applicant. I own the property right next to it. My wife and I own it. I have no problem. There's a lot more commercialism than Tim listed. There are storage sheds, but Route 26 is really a corridor for commercialism leading to the beach. There have been a neighbor of mine grew sweet corn behind on 3 acres of my property. At that point, it was my mother's, and then he sold sweet corn. Incredible. I mean, there's so much traffic. I think Tim's going to be surprised how much traffic there is. They show up on Friday. They leave on Sunday. I'm sure you all know that. I don't want to be repetitious, but I bagged the smell. My daughter and I were sitting back there, and she said, I think that the barbecue will smell a lot better than some of the smells that are in the area. So, but he's got a good idea, my father in the 50s had a granary, a corn mill. It's right next door. He had a fleet of 8 trucks. We have entrances. We may do something with it. But Tim has a small idea which could grow into something really good. So that's all I want to say. Thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1803? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision. Or you may wish to call the office in the morning.